Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, but not the star of the program. We have a star here, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You know him from the Los Angeles Rams, from the New York Giants. You know him from Hunter on television, from Land's End. He's got the Transformer movie coming out. We're talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well, how do you do, everybody? Great to be with you, and to you, Mike Horn.
Good to be with you, Fred Dreyer.
Everything all right?
Everything is good. It's a good week. What you been up to?
Well, I've been tracking the fires here in Southern California.
And all over the West, right?
I've been reading these things, and it's just... I don't live too far. Like most people in Southern California, they're connected by this event of yearly fires.
It really, it's out of control the last few years. They used to have these planes that would grab water and dump it on the fire. Where is all that stuff
remember
now?
Remember the story in Big Bear about 10 years ago where the airplane came in and scooped up a scuba diver?
I remember that. That's true.
Dropped him on the fire.
That's right.
Yeah, that really happened.
It really did happen.
Yes. No, I was there.
So that stopped them from doing the scooping now, right?
There's no scooping.
I know. Stop. Would you stop? So listen.
So here's the deal. No, here's the deal. What many people are finding, I was talking to my brother about this today, because of the incompetence in the California budget battles every day, every month, every year, is that they've taken money that should be allotted to clean up the underbrush to keep this from happening or cut into it, seriously. They now are using that money to pay off the unions.
So there's some politics involved.
It's all politics in California, and it's all usually tied to what's going on with the fires. Anyway, the point is, it's been a very windy, blustery day, and I had about 10 phone calls, cell phone calls, disrupted and broken because of the stuff that goes off, the ash and the stuff that
cuts
goes off
in down.
Yeah. So that's what I've been doing.
Email Fred with your thoughts on all this. We always like to open up with a personal thought on the beginning of the show. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
I noticed my neighbor put a broken World's Best Dad mug in the recycling bin by his curb. So I did what anyone would do. Fixed it with some JB Weld Clear Weld Epoxy, then returned the next morning to stand in his yard and drink coffee. He and his family stared out the window at me with confusion, and underneath that, fear. And underneath that, I want to say jealous anger. But underneath that, there was also appreciation for a lesson well learned. Don't toss it. JB Weld it.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations, records from a legal situation, or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteeRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, not the star of the show. The star is this gentleman, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Oh, me.
That's
yes,
you. That's your cue.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. That's the guy, Fred Dreyer. I'm pointing to off to the side. I should be pointing this way. Thank you very much. There you have it. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer.
There's confusion in the booth.
Yeah, we've got, by the way, we're on Facebook Live, everybody, so tell your friends you can check it out. But let's get into the show. So, Hall of Fame running back. This is a pretty important guy. Jim Brown, right? One of the great football players of our time, said he'd never kneel during the national anthem if he were playing today.
Nor
you
should
would.
He. Nor should
you
he.
Wouldn't.
Absolutely
either, right?
Not.
So,
absolutely
so,
not.
So what's the deal here? These are the guys. You are the core of football over the years. And so what's changed here now?
Look, what Jim is saying and what I think people who right-minded people who can think clearly on this and not be so damn emotional like the National Football League is right
exactly.
now about this project,
yep.
about this problem, is, look, we're all – this is our country. All
right.
of us belong to the same country.
Exactly.
So let's fix the problem without pretending we're going to recede from the support of the country.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So Jim is saying I'm not going to support people who pull away from and kneel and denigrate the flag and the respect for the flag in the country. This is our country. Let's all work together and solve the problems as they present themselves to us.
Correct. I
so
agree with
it
you.
Is.
So that's kind of the whole thing there in a nutshell when you put that together.
Well,
and guys that have played the game for a while, like Jim Brown, are guys that are understanding, like you, Fred Dreyer. It's crazy. They're starting the preseason. They don't even know if they've got a rule in the NFL, whether they're going to kneel, not going to kneel, go in the locker room. We heard all this hoopla that everybody's going to stay in the locker room. What happened to that rule? Is that now thrown out the window?
I have no idea. We have to wait till the season starts. Let's wait till the season starts and see who stays in the locker room.
Yeah.
Because if they don't fix it once and for all, if they don't say, all right, everybody now is going to stay in the locker room until this guy here in the yellow shirt tells you to come out. Or you're going to come out and you're going to behave yourself and you're going to stand up and not embarrass yourself, the organization, or the fans in the stands or the TV audience, and drop to your knees like a bunch of sniveling brats that you
exactly,
are.
Exactly.
So there it is.
So that's kind of it. Now, there was, I don't know if you heard this story or not, but this happened just this week. I think it was in Texas, but a guy's got a sports bar, and he has paid, like, he's going to save $5,000 a year because he bought the NFL package that he shows the football games on the screens in, you know, on Sunday when there's the big NFL games. People come in, have food, drink, do all that stuff. A million sports bars do this around the country. So he has canceled that because he's fed up with the disrespect for the flag of the football players. And he now is opening this up. He's going to give discounts to people that have been in our armed services. He still will air the local football games because he can get those for free over the air and play those in his lounge. But he's set to go ahead and just blow off the NFL because he thinks they're disrespectful to those that give their lives and give their service to our country and all of our armed services. And he's inviting those people in. And it was a big story. It was on Major News. Did you see this, Fred?
No, I did not.
Well, that's the deal. And I think other bar owners will start taking that philosophy and going with it. And this is what's happening. If this happens on a large basis, like at a restaurant, it's got to affect the individual that has a choice of watching TV. And if they get fed up with the great NFL, if the people are kneeling and disrespecting the flag and our people that have given their lives to this country, I think you're going to find more knobs turning off and another 10% of audience lost by the NFL. And that is a problem.
Well, of course it is. And it was then. It continues to be. And the question is, will it remain so after kickoff? And that's the other thing I want to talk about briefly.
Yes.
Is there going to be a kickoff this year?
I don't know.
Are we kicking off or are we just going to, like you do out in the street, touch the ball down and then throw it?
So you brought this up a few weeks back that there was a new rule where there may not be a kickoff. Do we know if that's a new rule or is it just under advisement?
Well, every year, supposedly, that the commissioner steps forward, has a press conference,
right,
to let people know what's coming. And we're going to find out if we think what we think we're going to see is that the National Football League is going to do something to take away the danger of the kickoff.
Yeah. What do you mean by the danger?
Dangerous.
It's the game. It's the excitement of the opening kickoff.
Yeah, of course it is.
I don't understand how that can be.
Well, you believe me. If I don't see how people can, well, yes, I can. I was going to say, I don't see how people can tolerate this. If you're an owner and you've paid $1 billion, $2 billion for a franchise, and you're a part of a clubhouse that is as chicken, you know what, and as cowardly as these owners are, you know, I haven't seen one owner step forward. It's like the Republican Party. I haven't seen one Republican step forward and make a comment about supporting the president. I honestly have not.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen that either. And I haven't seen, as you mentioned, in football, there's confusion now. I mean, are we going to have this kickoff? Or are we not going to have the kickoff? Is it going to, well, what if they don't have a kickoff, what are they going to do? Just to give the ball to somebody and start the game?
Well, yeah, they'll blow a whistle and they'll all, you know, the joke is that it used to be where, come on, we can't miss the kickoff.
Exactly.
Well, now you can.
Yes. You don't have to be there in time. It's good for me. I get to the games late anyway.
I'll amend that. You want to miss the kickoff.
Exactly. You'll want to get there late and get a better parking spot, you know?
I'll just wait and just pull off the road and then go into the nearest bar and watch the game.
So I can see you're excited about the beginning of the football season.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, you know, we were out there at Ram Camp, you know.
We were. That was kind of fun.
And it was fun to be out there, and there was a lot of great people, and there was a lot of great feedback. They had like 6,000 people on Saturday. Do you know that?
Yeah. Fred Dreyer, one of the all-time greats with the Los Angeles Rams, and they had him out Saturday and Sunday at training camp, first weekend that they had the training camp. And I was out there with you Saturday, Sunday again, and huge lines. I mean, they had a lot of players out there, great players, your friends.
Doug Smith.
Yep, Doug Smith was there. And they were lining up by you. And you are a master at signing things. I said this on the show before, but I'll say it again. You get a hat that someone hands to you, and you look at it like it's a Picasso. Like this is the Mona Lisa that you're going to paint, like the Sistine Chapel. You're staring at it, and you're looking where you are going to put that autograph of Fred Dreyer. And not only do you put it in there carefully, but I've watched you now. You put the F, the R, the E, the D. There's your Fred. Then the D, the R, the Y, E, the R. And then you sign 89, and you put an 8, and then you put a 9, and you don't just put a straight down the 9. You put the 9, and you kind of curve it back towards the 8 a little bit. And then you look at it, and then you go back, and you put a little extra dot on the Fred, the little perpendicular mark there. And then you'll look at it, for a few seconds, I mean, maybe about 10, while thousands of people are waiting in line, and then you will hand it back to the person. Now, why do you do that? It's for posterity. You
why
want
do
to look
I do
good.
It? Why
yes.
do I do it?
Because you want this to be, people can tell who it is. I've gotten autographs from people, I don't know who they are.
Well, exactly. I mean, I remember this when I was a rookie with the Giants. They used to come in, and Jimmy, the guy would come in and say, sign the balls, and everybody would run over to the table where all these autograph balls were, and they would just scribble a bunch of crap just to get through these 20 balls. I walked over and I grabbed a ball. I looked at it and I said, well, I signed this one already. And I just saw a F and then a blur. And I couldn't believe that I was this careless. Can you imagine
that's
the person?
That's what you signed at that time?
But can you imagine the people paying a lot of money, that's a lot of money for an autographed football, and not being able to read over half of the names? It's an embarrassment. I don't want my name on there or what I think my name is.
I think it's Rip Rapolsky. Maybe it's Don Demeter.
Jesus.
Walter Alston. No, it's Joe Pignatano. And then you have it. It's good.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the one and only acting legend, my buddy, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so much.
So, Fred, they've got something new that I'm sure you're not interested in at all, but apparently there's going to be history in the NFL this season, and that is not between what's happening on the field. It's going to be the Rams and the New Orleans Saints are going to have male cheerleaders dancing at the
Sorry, what's that?
Male cheerleaders for the first time are going to be there are going to be a couple of dancers out there. Let me ask you this question, because when you were playing, that was the era of having cheerleaders, and that got going. Was that, I know it's not for you, but was that a distraction to some players?
No.
It wasn't, right? Totally not interested in this, right?
Why would it be? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. But somebody that's not a professional, as you guys were, might say, hey, look, that's a pretty good looking cheerleader.
Well, you get a 13-year-old out there, they might be distracted.
Well, I mean, they were young cheerleaders, you know, college kids or something out there. But now they're going to have some male, like they used to call those song leaders, but I guess they're going to be also cheerleaders and doing the dance.
Why?
Because they make history and it's something new. Probably for equal, you know, sexes.
Is there some sort of political aspect, and gentlemen? Again, here it is, politics and sports. Here it is. Once again, we have to have men. Who decided this? Was it a woman? A feminist? Did she decide? You know, we got to have men out there because to take the onus off the sexism.
Well, the dancers, Quentin Perron and Napoleon Ginnies, have been preparing for the NFL season since they made the Rams, your old team's cheerleading squad in March. And they said, quote, I still can't believe I'm one of the first males in history to be a pro NFL cheerleader, Ginny said.
Yeah.
And they're going to be there on the sidelines doing it. And they're excited about it. I'm excited for the kids, but it's like,
yeah, sure.
Do they really want to do this, or is this, you know, I'm sure these two want to do it.
Well, of course they want to do it. They're doing it. Is somebody threatening them or something?
No.
They're keeping their family, kidnapped in a van outside somewhere?
No, they're going to be doing that. It'll be history. And again, we're not sure if there's going to be a kickoff. But there will
see
be
how how progressive we are. See how much we've just completely progressed in our appreciation. We're so special. We're just above and beyond anybody else. We are beyond average people. We are so special that we came up with this idea that we're going to put men. Are they going to be men?
Yes, they're male cheerleaders. It'll be out there. They'll be the females and the males.
Are they going to be a genetic knockoffs of men?
They are men.
They are men. You promise?
I think so. Yes, they're going to be out there.
So are we going to get a Monday night celebration of the fact that the NFL now has men cheering with, again, pom poms?
Well, they're not going to catch
it. Are they going to have a Rudy Valley tubular horn that they yell through? Come on, give me an R, give me an A, give me an M, give me an S. Are they going to be doing that?
Just for our audience, since we made the reference to Rudy Valley, he used to have like one of those cheerleader horns, and he go,
tut tut tutsy goodbye.
Tut tut tutsy goodbye.
Yeah, they're well aware of that, I think.
Now they are.
I want my cheerleader to have a horn.
I'm your cheerleader. I'm Mike Horn.
Here. No, not you.
Oh, you mean a bullhorn?
No, if I'm on the sideline.
You want one of these things,
if
right?
If I'm on the sideline, I don't want to be offended when I look to the sideline and see my cheerleader empty-handed.
Go, Fred, go. Go, Rams. Go, Fred, go.
I want that guy to look over at me during a TV timeout and give me a wink and say, come on, Freddie. Come on. Hit him hard, Fred. Come on.
All right, we'll see
and
what
I'll
happens.
I'll believe it when I see it.
This is going to be new at the NFL this year. We were at training camp, as you mentioned, a couple of weeks back, and that was like one weekend, and all of a sudden the preseason started. I looked, and I thought the Rams looked like they were holding some good calisthenics there, and the guys
doing the... What a joke.
They were doing the kind of the arm moves like that, and then they put rubber bands around their legs, and they were kind of trying to stretch their inner thighs or whatever to get those muscles toned up.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
And now they're playing football already. How can they possibly be ready?
And guess what?
What?
There's a list of people now with hamstring injuries.
Already? Already before the...
You know, the Philadelphia Eagle guy, what was the guy's name that was the MVP of the Super Bowl?
Oh, I forget.
Tolles or
Tolles. It was Andrew Tolles. Although he's on the Dodgers. That's right.
But this guy, he's now gone on the DL for upper body soreness. Wait a minute.
I've never heard that one.
Not a bad neck or a torn rotator cuff or a bruised back. Upper body soreness. You get me?
My upper body soreness. Good.
Upper body soreness. That's what you get, you know, when you don't practice.
That's it. So you got to get out there and stretch a little more than they're doing. I was amazed. The training camp session for that day, the Saturday
it's
I was there, started like at 3 o'clock. And Fred and I were there at 11. You would think players would have been there at 7 a.m. working out. Maybe they were. Maybe we missed them.
Yeah, they're tough. They got upper body soreness from carrying their helmet out at the practice field.
They seem like nice guys and everything, but it just didn't
seem like... My neighbor's nice, but he doesn't play for the Rams.
It seemed like it was like an organized sort of event.
Jesus.
The great Fred Dreyer is here. It is the Sports Lounge. Stay with us. We'll be back. We are back in the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, but I'm not the star of the show. The star is my buddy here, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well, wonderful. What were you going to do over there?
We're going to talk a little bit about, if we can, you when you played football and you signed with the New York Giants, you played out your option many years ago. This was in the, the 60s or whatever you started, 69?
69 through 71.
Yeah, and then you got traded and you were with the...
New England Patriots for 3 months.
Never played, but you were there in the offseason and then came to the Rams. But you were smart enough to look at things because you were always kind of an intelligent player. I don't know what happened to you now, but
thanks so much.
But you were always an intelligent player,
kind of.
And so you were able to play out your option. They thought they had this kid, they do whatever they want to. But you're saying there's some problems now. They call it now, quote, a franchise player. What do they mean by a franchise player?
Well, they can put a franchise tag on you, the teams can, and to keep you from moving and to keep from paying you. It's like this Donald thing, you know, Aaron Donald for the Rams, defensive lineman. Sean McVay, the head coach of the Rams, says, no update on Aaron, he said before the reporting deadline. Donald is set to earn about $6.9 million a season, but is believed to be seeking an extension that will put him amongst the NFL's highest paid players. If Donald eventually reports, he could become an unrestricted free agent in 2019. So if he shows up now, plays this year, then at the end of the 19 season, he's an unrestricted free agent, right?
So what does that mean exactly when if he's going to become the unrestricted? What does that mean? So
that means he can sign with another team without any repercussions to the Rams. You know, in other words, I can sign with Mike's team at the end because I played out my option, and I'm an unrestricted free agent. I can move freely about without any compensation. Now, here's the interesting thing. If Donald eventually reports, he could become an unrestricted free agent in 2019, though the Rams could blunt that scenario.
Now, there's the problem. What do you mean by blunt that scenario?
It could stop him from becoming a free agent by putting the franchise tag on him for as many as 3 seasons.
So, in other words, they could take him beyond that, and they could take him 3 more seasons and kind of lock him down.
Yeah, 2022 and not pay him anything.
And so he's locked into these contracts. Well, they're big contracts, bigger than you had, but he's still locked in. He's not, he can't
this
negotiate.
This is going to be the cause celeb of that and guaranteed money is going to be the cause celeb for the next work stoppage. And that's coming at the end of this next contract.
Well, hold
that's
on.
That's what's
now.
Coming.
Hold on a second. You're talking work stoppage, and you mentioned that when we were complaining right now at training camp that no one was out there really doing hard workouts or calisthenics or any of that kind of stuff. They're sitting there, they're doing this, they're doing that, and they're just stretching and not doing anything because the owner said, look, we don't want you to strike. We don't want a work stoppage. We'll do anything. And the agents came in and got through the players union and said, okay, we don't want to practice that much. We don't want to do this in the preseason. We don't want to do that. And all of a sudden, they kind of screwed themselves over because they're not prepared and ready to go for football now. Is that what you're talking about, the next work stoppage?
That's pretty much it. You know, you've got a situation here where NFL players have now bargained for a majority, over 50% of the TV revenue, and now they've got the money that goes to the players. Fine, but the owners said, okay, we'll agree to that. But you also have to agree that we don't want any work stoppage. We want to sign a deal here. We want to sign this contract and make everybody show up for work and don't whatever you do, don't strike. And so what else do you want? What else could you possibly, players, what could you possibly want that would cause us to have a work stoppage? So they went down and listed a bunch of stuff. They just said, well, we don't want to practice more than once a day during training camp. We want training camp to be 2 weeks long instead of 8 weeks long. We don't want to have contact during the season.
They got that. So
what they did is they stripped away every bit of necessary training that would prepare them for the season. And it's stupid because you've got a definite group of people here who refuse to make contact during the season and during training camp until they go out and start to play football. And once you start seeing them play football and you realize these guys can't tackle. These guys get hurt. You watch what happens. That's why you see a lot of leg injuries. That's why you see a lot of injuries per se. It's because nobody has been hitting during camp.
So, but you're saying there's going to be another work stoppage possibly now? Is that the deal that's coming up?
Well, the next time that the Players Association, the union, now has to do a collective bargaining agreement with the owners, the players are going to say there's not going to be any more of this. Franchise tags on people. Once you play your contract out, like Donald, he strikes, right? He's going to strike. I want more money. And they're going to sit down and if you can't work it out, trade him. Get rid of him. Whatever you have to do. But you're not going to continue, you know, to put a tag on these guys and string this thing out.
All right, so I want to find out what your thoughts are. Send us an email. Fred reads them on the air. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at sbnation.com for all the best sports news. sbnation.com. Your team, your community.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook? The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray and Gel, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray and Gel for men. Last longer, stay in the moment. Use as directed.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Castrol Edge and Valvoline Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, reminding you we're here every week at this time. And don't forget, you can follow us on all social media. But we want to remind you, we're also on Amazon's Echo. You can say, Alexa, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio. Catch this show. Also on Google Home. Hey, Google, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio. And we're on YouTube now, streaming the video and all this good stuff. We being yours truly, Mike Horn, but the all-pro defensive end, we call him Sultan. 2 safeties in 1 game in the same quarter. The acting legend, the one and only, this guy, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Where were we?
We're talking some baseball now. A couple of things to talk about. First, I'm loving watching Dave Roberts these days because he now has called for 3 squeeze plays this season already, recently, and he's done it very well. He's 2 out of 3 with these squeeze plays, and if the guy would have bunted beyond Austin Barnes, would have got it beyond the pitcher, he would have been 3 for 3. In fact, they were reviewing the last play. This guy is starting to use his mental powers as a great manager to score and play some small ball with the long ball, and I tend to like
that.
Well,
here's my question. I'm not sure he called for those plays.
What do you mean by what do you mean?
I think that the players themselves make those decisions.
You think so?
That's what I think.
I think those signs go down and this and that or whatever. We'll find out. Let's find out. We'll research for next week. Now, here's a story for you because I'm a big fan of this guy too. Mike Socha, manager of the Los Angeles Angels. He was trying to keep it a secret all season long. He made up his mind before spring training that this would be his final season. Not only as the Angels manager, but with no intention to manage again. He's the longest tenured manager in the major league. He's still a young guy, for God's sakes. The 3rd highest paid manager in baseball. He's retiring after this season. He told his family and friends he wanted no publicity, no fanfare, no farewell ceremonies. He was hopeful that the Angels' final game, September 30th, against the Oakland A's, he could just quietly step away after 19 seasons. Yet, something came out over the weekend, Saturday night, a report
Look, if the president can't keep people from leaking information, what makes you think that
he can? So he said it's tough to keep a secret. Word leaked out Saturday night in a report by The Athletic that Socha would be stepping down, and he was scrambling, saying he would address the situation after the season. Guy's 59. He's young. Come on.
59?
Yes. I think he's got some more years in him. He's a great manager, for God's
sakes. What's he going to do, though?
He's had the longest run of any manager since Hall of Famer Bobby Cox. I would go at least 22 seasons and beat the record of Bobby Cox and that guy that used to sit next to him. Remember that guy always rocking in his chair, the pitching coach?
Yeah, Mazzoni.
Mazzoni, yeah. I always like good Mazzoni whenever I go to a good restaurant.
Whatever happened to him?
He's managing somewhere in Georgia, rocking.
Back
so, and forth. Aren't you depressed, Fred Dreyer, about the Socha's a great manager?
I'm always depressed.
Well, maybe I'm wording it wrong. Are you disappointed that Mike Socha may be stepping
down? Yeah, I watched the Angels to see how calm Mike can be. He's the calmest manager in Major League Baseball.
Very calm. I love the guy. Mike, don't step down. Continue managing another year or two. Come on. You're the heart and soul of the Angels right now, for God's sakes.
Yeah, you know, we got to get him on the show.
Okay, we need to get him.
We got to get him on the show.
Let's ask him.
After the season's over. Mike, what's going on?
Yeah, that's true. Now,
you know what? Someone's going to throw a ton of money at him after about a year and a half sitting around.
He says no.
He's going to be eating too many pizzas.
Now, that might be true.
He's retiring to stay away from the clubhouse food.
So let me ask you this. And this is, I'm addressing you, Mike Socha, your friend Mike Horn, and Fred Dreyer. Yes. Can we get you, if you resign from baseball, on this show as our 3rd host on the show? What do you think about that? We got a football legend, Fred Dreyer, and then we have Mike Socha. What do you think?
Who are you talking to?
You! I made a plea to Mike Socha, but now I'm talking to you, Fred Dreyer. Let's bring him on the show as on a regular basis. What do you think?
Well, he'd have to have a Winnebago out here because he lives way down there in Newport Beach.
We'll bring him into the studios. We broadcast from Hollywood, California. And while we're at it, let's bring in the legend Tommy Lasorda.
Oh, God.
Come on. I can hear Tommy now on this show. Let's close your eyes and let's listen. I think I can hear Tommy.
Where is he?
Don't leave me standing there with that. The man of a million voices, Fred Dreyer. Let's close our eyes and see if we can hear Tommy.
I don't know if he's around.
I don't think he's around.
He's around.
Yeah, don't ever count on him. He just lets you sit right there. So, we're talking about retirements and things. Andre Ethier played all his career with the Dodgers, the entire career. And this last Friday or whatever, they had a big retirement party
for him. Yeah, they had a buffet for him. And he got into Tommy's old office, and he had a whole lineup of pizza and salami and spaghetti and the whole deal up there.
What did Tommy Lasorda say about that?
I'll tell you something about this retirement thing. I never got a pizza when I retired.
I knew Tommy was here somewhere. I knew that. So Ethier, he finally, you know, he thought he was going to get free agency this year, but now he is he's officially retired, and he said it meant a lot to him. He played in L.A. for 12 years. The fans cheered him on. He's 36. He could have played again, but
that's
he was
enough.
Getting injured.
That's enough.
He was
Come
getting
on.
Injured all the time. Speaking of injuries.
The last 2 years he spent injured for
That's true.
Out.
Now, let's talk about Corey Sager as the Dodger shortstop, who's now a distant memory. They've got so many potential shortstops
to fill in. They don't need him,
no.
Just get rid of him.
No, come on. He was the rookie of the year, wasn't he, in 2016? Had Tommy John surgery.
So was
surgery.
Steve Garvey, for crying out loud. But
and
he's
Garvey
gone.
Had a great... He's old gone. Now. Let's get Garvey in.
Well, they found... Too. Oh, by the way, they did find Tommy. He was in... He got lost in the walk-in refrigerator he had put in his office. Did you know he had a walk-in refrigerator?
Tommy, get out of the walk-in refrigerator. This is the show. We got to take Tommy down to Angelo's and Vinci's. He loves to dine down there.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Oh, he loves
maybe
that.
You and I should go down there Friday night and invite Tommy.
Oh,
that would be
unbelievable.
Kind of good.
Unbelievable.
All right, stand by. We're going to do a little earlier than usual because a lot of you complaining we don't have enough time for emails. We're going to give you some time. The email segment is coming up. You don't want to miss that here on the show. Send your emails to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's this guy here. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And if he reads it on the air, he'll read it on the air.
We should give away a prize.
No, we're not going to give anything away. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, in our email segment here. Patricia sends you an email here, Fred. She says, okay, I'm watching the season of Hunter, and I'm on season 2, and it's called Death Machine. You remember that episode at all?
I do remember that.
Yeah, it's just got to say, Fred Dreyer sure looks hot in those leather black pants and that pink wig. What was the show?
I go undercover, and John Matuszak. Remember the great John Matuszak?
Yeah,
late great John Matuszak. Yeah. He was the bad guy in it. So I had to go undercover into the nightclub scene on Hollywood Boulevard and find the killer.
And you had a pink wig on and black leather pants?
And it was a district where people dressed up like fruitcakes and went around clubbing people in the head. And I had to figure out which one it was. And it wound up being John Matuszak.
It was John Matuszak. And did you have like a kind of a slang going? Or did you kind of talk in a strange way? Like you were kind of like with it, with the dress that you had on? Or were you?
Yeah, baby. That's what I said after everything I
yeah,
said.
Baby.
Where are you guys going? Yeah, baby. That's what I kept saying.
Yeah, anyway, Patricia says, you sure know how to rock it. Hashtag love Hunter. Love Fred Dreyer. Hashtag works for me.
Yeah, baby.
Works for me. One of your same ones.
That's what I said.
Victoria says, Decades TV channel is showing Hunter. Great news. I'm one happy lady.
Thank you so much.
Now, if you want to email Fred, please do so. Just send an email to us, freddreyer@crntalk.com. That'll get us to us. We'll read it on the air for you in a couple of segments on the show. freddreyer@crntalk.com.
back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn. This guy, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The acting legend. We love him. And we got emails now. You can send your emails to Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Don from Griffin, Georgia, says, Fred, you were an awesome actor and hunter.
Thank you.
Still watch it today. When I watch you on CRN, and he's probably checking us out either at our website on Roku or at Facebook Live, he says, when I watch you on CRN, you still look in great shape. Do you still work out, and do you have any advice? Oh, here's the loaded question on healthy eating.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, brother. Thank you, Don. I'll just sit back here and phone it in for the rest of the show. Go ahead, Fred.
No, wait, look. I mean, you got to eat great food. You got to simplify your diet.
Well, we know that.
I'm not going to. This isn't a cooking show.
But you have a prescribed. You are very.
Well, that's for me. I have fish. I have salmon. I have broccoli. I have all the different types of greens you could possibly imagine.
A lot of green vegetables.
Yes. And then I have a ton of water. And then they give me a loaf of bread. And then they stuff me into a corner. And then they turn the lights on.
They don't give you the loaf of bread. He does not do the bread. Here's the deal. He eats alkaline, so he has alkaline water to balance it, essential water. And then you also, because the salmon and because the green leafy vegetables turn our natural alkaline agents in there, you sort of balance your body out. So I've gone to dinner with you many times. You'll have maybe one helping, maybe two helpings of a salad, and then a nice piece of salmon. And, you know, you'll treat yourself to a dessert or something, especially a cookie is his weakness. If you're on the other
chocolate
team.
Chocolate
chips. Yeah, you throw him a chocolate chip cookie. He ain't going to put that tackle on you, let me tell you right now. That's the weakness of the man. The chocolate chip cookie. I've seen it. I've had some at my house, and I've heard rummaging in the kitchen. He goes in there and helps himself to my cookies instead of saying, Mike, can I have one? Oh, no. He just goes in there and just grabs them. Maybe if he sees a bunch, he has a couple.
When I'm a guest, it's a given.
Well, you sometimes invite yourself over to the place, too. So.
When I'm a guest, believe me.
Okay, we got another email. Sandy Crisp is saying, hi, Fred. Sending my message again, because Sandy wrote to us before, in case you didn't receive it. But I think there's some confusion here. She says, you were my acting coach in 1994. You had a storefront in a very nice area. I took a cab to your class.
Storefront.
I wanted to know if I could use you as a reference as an agent. Now, you've never taught acting, have you?
No, I've never taught acting. I've taken acting classes. But I've never taught acting. In 1994, I was at Paramount Studios preparing for my year trip to Mexico. So I
was. This was Land's End was going to start.
So this is where Land's End.
So
was.
I think you might be confused, Sandy. That's why he hasn't gotten back to you. We're answering you again on the show here today.
Yeah, so
he
I'm
was
not,
never an acting coach, and he never, did not have a and, storefront.
Yes, I don't remember giving you acting lessons.
Pamela says, Hunter catching up on his sleep. All you female fans would love to wake up with that face looking at them. Apparently, your show is running in the evening hours. People can go to bed with Hunter.
Uh-oh. You got to be careful.
Go to bed with Hunter.
I wear protection.
Wake up with the morning news. So, Victoria.
See that? I should do a pillow ad. I should do that pillow ad.
Yeah, there's a good picture here of somebody falling asleep here.
I'm sleeping. All right, that's enough.
That's good. All right, that's enough. We're done, Hunter. That is you sleeping there, and it looks like you got like a tattoo or something.
Well,
I don't know what that is.
No, I was sleeping. I didn't have a tattoo when I went to sleep, but when I woke up, I had one.
You want to send us an email, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and don't forget his website, freddreyer.co. That's freddreyer.co.
Yes, by all means.
Check that one out.
Highway 395.
And get that Highway 395. You can download. That's his latest film. It is there on the website at freddreyer.co. Check that out. And don't forget to listen to our show every week at this time because we love to have you with us. Right, friend?
That's exactly correct.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer. So, a little basketball news, Fred. This week it came out that the NBA signed a deal with the MGM Resorts in Las Vegas. And in this deal, the NBA and the WNBA are going to now share official data with the MGM Resorts International. This is a major win for the leagues because they're going to be preparing for anticipated growth of sports betting across the country. Now, in the day, people didn't even use the word betting connected with sports, but now MGM Resorts, Las Vegas casino giant, is going to pay the NBA for that data to use in determining outcomes of various bets. So when you place your bet, you're going to be able to see stats for the bettors so that you'll be critical to know what you should bet on. Casinos will know when to pay out and that sort of thing. What do you think about this? This is a big change in sports.
You know what? When I was playing for the Giants in 69, they used to have two FBI guys show up at Ram Camp, But Giants Camp, and say, we just want you guys to be on the alert that if anybody comes up to you and says, hey, what do you think of this week's game, to make a note of it and let us know. They used to actually had meetings like that.
Yes. And so
it's
now,
hilarious.
I mean, you talk about the movies with the Chicago Black Sox scandal, and you talk about Pete Rose getting banished out of baseball and stuff. Yeah. Now they're opening.
Now they're inviting everybody to gamble.
To gamble.
Then
what's changed here?
Well, does that mean, what does that mean for Pete Rose?
Pete, I don't know. Pete, maybe, I think he should be inducted back in the Hall of Fame.
Well, it's a soft white-collar crime. It's not like he's done a bunch of drugs and changed the rules of the game or mutated the record books.
Yeah.
He's just a guy decided, you know, I'm going to bet on our team. He didn't bet against him.
Yeah, it's just strange.
And I think as time goes by, you got to soften that a little bit, don't you think?
I agree with that. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has been talking with them about an arrangement for weeks, and the leagues believe they're getting adequately compensated for giving this data out. It's really something, I'll tell you.
Oh, jeez, the National Football League.
All right, we got to say goodbye, everybody. Don't forget Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com for emails. Get to his website, freddreyer.co. Yep. Now, your 395 movie, Highway 395, is there.
Highway 395, Raleigh Wade, Sentinel Highway.
Is they can download that and watch Fred week after tonight right there in
Yeah, you can watch me tonight riding around on my horse up there in the hills.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.